At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Cuts to local stations couldn't happen at a worse time with floods and natural disasters front of mind. When a flood happens, when a tornado touches down, when a hurricane makes landfall, people need immediate up-to-date alerts to stay safe. And sometimes, all too often, public broadcasting is the only way for people to hear what's going on. It's a matter of life and death. So why is Donald Trump so hell-bent on taking away funding from local stations that can literally save lives?
Well, Chuck Schumer there saying it's a matter of life and death that you have access to NPR. Why the heck are you listening to me on 97.1 FM Talk? I don't even understand. It's a matter of life and death, people. Let's get to our next guest. Senator Eric Schmidt joining us once again. Of course, the senator from Missouri. We're grateful to have you on. I know you're in the middle of a Votorama right now. We appreciate your time.
Sure thing. I just came off the floor. I'm actually the bill sponsor of the rescissions, and so I'm in charge of responding to the Democrats' ridiculous allegations and making sure that we get this thing done today. So it's an important day, I think, an important day to send the message to the American people that we're willing to vote to cut out this ridiculous waste and fraud and abuse to the tune of $9 billion and try to save some money.
I appreciate that, Senator Schmidt, with us right now. When you look at what the Democrats are willing to do, is there any dollar that the Democrats are thinking we should not be spending the taxpayers' money on this? Are they offering any type of solutions?
No, there's no limiting principle at all. I mean, they just want to continue to spend and spend and spend. And they're, by the way, perfectly fine with spending a couple million dollars on Guatemalan sex changes and Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI in Burma and $1.1 billion a year for NPR and PBS and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The taxpayers have had enough of that stuff, and we've talked about this for a while. The Republicans have talked about, especially relates to NPR, it's an ideologically captured organization that's run by someone who calls President Trump a racist and all manner of names. They look down on middle America. If they want to continue to do their thing, then go ask your donors for money. But you shouldn't get taxpayer money for it.
It doesn't seem like the Democrats are offering any policy alternatives. It's just, I hate Trump, and that just precludes everything, all their actions that they take. And then, of course, they move to the courts to try to bring Trump down with the move after the Big Beautiful Bill, trying to pull back the Planned Parenthood measures that are in there once again in a district court. I just clicked on your your Twitter X profile, and I see that you have a book coming out, The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. We saw you do that here in Missouri. What's your reaction to the Supreme Court's reactions to that the president's put in place?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the book, because I really just wanted to share the story of what happened. And people who read it in your listening audience will really, it'll be very familiar to them. It's about how we took on the vaccine mandates. That was Missouri. We went to the Supreme Court and we won. We took on the student loan debt forgiveness scam. That was Missouri. We went to the Supreme Court and we won. We had the censorship case, Missouri versus Biden, and exposed the vast censorship network. We sued 60 school districts in Missouri for the forced masking of kids. And the punchline is, it takes courage. It takes an ability to sort of write a new playbook of how we can win. And those were the dark days. I mean, they really were the dark days. And we held the line until President Trump could return. And now here we are. And so there's a lot of those battles ahead, but there's a lot of lessons learned. I think people will get a lot out of it, especially locally. I mean, it's obviously being sold nationally, but locally, mm-hmm. I think people like it a lot. But anyway, the point is, the left lost. They lost at the ballot box in November. They're losing in court now. And actually, my solicitor general, who's highlighted in the book, John Sauer, is the solicitor general for the nation now. He's doing a great job and winning a lot of these important cases on whether it's downsizing government or immigration battles. So there's a lot of really neat stuff that's happening out there that that we have to continue to fight. But the left is getting desperate. They don't really have an agenda at all. And all they have really is vitriol for Donald Trump. And now this kind of weird political violence that's aimed its way at ICE agents. I mean, it's just, it's really kind of a dangerous road to go down.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, the book, I'm going to mention, it's posted on Senator Eric Schmidt's X timeline, The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. I'm excited to see that you're putting that out there. I wanted to ask about your confidence. The president's leadership certainly got the big, beautiful bill through Congress. Huge deal. Right after that, we see that Comey and Brennan are under investigation, and it seems hand in hand with, here's a deep state bureaucracy that has been prioritizing their own deep state needs over justice. And then at the same time, there's a lot of these, like, don't pay any attention to the Epstein stuff anymore. I'm just wondering what your reaction is to the post Big Beautiful Bill talking points coming out of the White House.
I still feel like there's a ton of momentum. I mean, I get it. People are very curious about what happened. And as a former prosecutor, it's just hard. It's hard to opine about like what they're looking at. But as far as like general momentum, I mean, you look at what's happened here in the first 7 months of not even 7 months of the administration, where you had all these confirmations that some people said he wasn't going to get through, the reformers. You've got Big Beautiful Bill, and you got all those, you know, the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. We have school choice now at the federal level for the first time. It's something I fought for. We front loaded the money for border security and deportations and our military so we can keep safe. And that's important, Annie, because the Democrats in our budget battles here typically hold those things hostage. They say, well, you're not going to get money for a border wall unless we do X, Y, and Z. So part of the behind the scenes thing there was we want to front load all that. So the money's already obligated now to go do those things that we believe in, and the Democrats have no leverage there. So, and then now we've got the rescissions package. It's important for us to get that done. And then you've got all these trade deals that I think are going to play out over the fall. And the reason why that's important, it's all happening at one time, is it gives enough runway for that to kind of filter its way into the economy, more opportunity for people. You get into the midterms, certainly by the end of President Trump's 4 years, his agenda is on full display, and I think it'll be very successful like it was in the first term.
We're speaking with Senator Eric Schmidt here on the Annie Frye Show, just another minute or two with him before he goes back to, of course, doing the work of you people here in the state of Missouri. Do you have confidence in the people who President Trump has put in place in his cabinet, specifically the attorney general? You've served as an attorney general of the state with Pam Bondi and, of course, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, some of these other names that are working hard on a lot of the things that you just talked about funding. They have shored up a lot of law and order in this country. Do you still have faith in these individuals?
I do. I think he's put together a really good team. And again, on the whole, you know, it's just hard to know what the, you know, just being a prosecutor, just you're careful to opine about too many things. I mean, I'm curious to the extent there can be information that's put out there. I think that'd be a good thing if it's, you know, credible. President Trump sort of articulated that yesterday. But this is a good group of people that, unlike Merrick Garland and others that really were seeking to weaponize the justice system, these are people that want to go in. And I think you're seeing a turn in the Justice Department. They're going after DEI as racial discrimination. They're just doing a lot of things. I think for the last 4 years we saw as real abuses there. And then you've got, you know, on border security, Tom Homan is just, you know, continues to kick butt. And that, in, you know, RFK Jr. I've come to know, and I think there's just a lot of progress that's been made in this new coalition of voters we have that want to see reform, and we've got an opportunity to do it. We've got our role here in the Senate, which is why we're trying to pass this rescissions package, defunding NPR, doing a lot of the things that we're handling today. So there's a lot of moving parts, but I think if you were to go back a year from now and you could have asked yourself all the things that we've seen in the first 7 months, I think people would have been really happy to see that. So we want to keep that momentum going.
Amen to that. 7 months, not even, as you mentioned, into this presidency, so much has been done. And I think there's a lot more to be done. But you guys have been moving at a fever pitch. And we're grateful for your time. Thanks for fitting us into your schedule today, Senator.
Thanks, Annie. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.